Take Me Out Tonight, written by Safely Capricious and read by Flower Parish. This is a DC fic rated for mature audiences, featuring the relationship Jason Todd and Kat. The kitten that Jason finds is possibly the saddest-looking kitten in existence. It's all skin and bones, one eye swollen shut with green goop leaking out of it, and obviously not doing too well fending for itself in the alleys of Gotham. The kitten is also clearly not willing to give up the ghost, as the first thing it does when Jason enters into the alley is climb up his pant leg, and then onto his shirt, and then cuddle against him. So, to say that he didn't have a choice about taking it home is pretty accurate. It's a Friday night, and none of the vets are open. Well, none of the vets that aren't actually just fronts for criminal organizations. But there's a vet that opens on Saturdays that sometimes has openings first thing in the morning, so he brings the kitten home and sets an alarm. He feeds her some lunch meat and yogurt, because that's all he has in the apartment, and gives her a box with some shredded paper to do her business in. She lets him turn her over, so he's pretty sure now that she's a she, but he didn't want to be too invasive, so he's not going to be shocked if the vet tells him he's wrong the next day, assuming she survives the night. Still, for all that her eye is swollen shut, and even after having eaten her weight in what he had, she's still playing with a string, and just, well, he hopes she lives is all. He has to give her a ton of pills for all the parasites she apparently has, smear gunk on her eyes, and put drops in her ears for like a month. But by the end of it, she's a happy, healthy little monster. He names her Cat. The problem becomes apparent pretty quickly, once she's well, that she doesn't ever want to be alone. He gets her toys and tries to wear her out before he has to leave, and often she's napping, but she's still clawing at the door as soon as he's stepped out and... Still, he knows that outside cats are a problem, so he locks the door behind him when he goes out to patrol. And then, as he's crossing the street, he sees her and... It's definitely her. She's still got her collar and tag. And she climbs up him and gets on his shoulder before he can protest and... Cat, he says, as she nuzzles and purrs like a motor, nudging her head against his helmet. It's not safe for you to be here. He knows he locked the door. He knows the window was shut. He really has no idea how she could have gotten out, but it's definitely her. So he's got to take her back home and then deal with, "Aw, does Red Hood like pussy?" says a nasally voice, and Jason turns and shitfuck. There are four of them, and they have guns on him, which wouldn't be a problem because he knows he can dodge them and get to them, but Cat. They're probably from the gang he was going to be investigating, some homegrown Nazi bullshit, based on their shitty patches. "You saying you don't?" he asks, rhetorical, as he shifts more to try to put Cat behind his helmet, but then she's meowing and jumping down and, "Shit, shit, fuck." "If you aim that gun at the cat, I'm gonna take it real personal," he says, but the guy still aims the gun and... The gun clatters to the ground, impossible to hear over the screaming and the gulping. "Huh," says Jason, as Cat trots back to his side and starts to climb his pants. "So, y'all want to continue this, or..." The other three bolt, his voice having broken the spell that Cat eating their comrade somehow caused. "That was a lot of tentacles," he says, as he scratches underneath Cat's jaw where she prefers. She purrs in response. "Do you, like, need people in your diet? Because we can make that happen, but please don't eat the next-door neighbor." Cat's purring kicks up a notch. Jason decides that maybe he should just go home for the night. Probably he wouldn't have any luck trying to investigate anyways, now that three of the gang are gonna be hollering about being eaten by a pussy. Red Robin starts. "Did anyone..." Then he just stops. Looks at Jason, looks at Cat, looks at the single glove left behind. "Am I unconscious?" he asks instead. Is this a dream? A hallucination? Have I been drugged? Jason is holding Kat and rubbing her back. Are you okay, Mini Monster? I don't know that he was the best choice. Maybe we should go home. Red Hood, Batman says. Even he sounds a bit shaken. Did your cat just eat Scarecrow? Yeah, sorry, I thought she was good to stay in tonight, but she misses me, he says. And the cat in question, who just swallowed a man whole, nuzzles his helmet and purrs like a jet engine. Oh, good, Red Robin says. I did see that right. He pauses, considers. Can I buy her a cat tree? Something. Anything to convince her that I'm friend, not food. She's only ever eaten people who've threatened her or me, Jason corrects, gently, rubbing under her chin. Somehow, her purrs increase in intensity. Wait, Batman says. How many is this? What? It's really just been Nazis so far, he says, as she lets herself tumble off his shoulder into his arms that are, of course, there to cradle her. Honestly, I thought she was only eating Nazis, so I gotta say, the Scarecrow thing was a surprise to me as well. Less of a surprise, Red Robin points out, faintly, than to the rest of us. What is she? She's a domestic shorthair, according to the vet, Jason says, taking off his helmet so he can press a kiss between her little ears. The end.